on friends.
How did the job stuff go?
He offered me one.
You know what? This calls for a bottle of Israel's finest.
The job is in Paris. Oh, God, please, somebody say something.
So if you take this job, you'll be moving to Paris?
Or facing a bitch of a commute.
I know, it's huge, and it's scary, and it's really far, far away from you guys, but this is such an incredible opportunity for me. And I've already talked to them about our situation with Emma, and they said they'll do whatever we need to make us feel comfortable.
Okay.
I mean, I'll fly back and forth, they'll fly you out, anything we want.
My boss said I might be getting a new lamp in my cubicle.
All right, we'll work it out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You sure this is what you want?
I think it is. Ooh, what's going on? I got a really incredible job offer.
Hey, great.
Good for you.
All right.
It's in Paris.
What? No. Too much is changing, okay? First, Phoebe getting married. Congratulations. And then these two moving to a stupid house in the stupid suburbs.
Hey, this afternoon you said you'd be supportive.
Well, it comes and goes. I wouldn't trust it.
Well, you guys, this is really, really important to me. It means a lot if you could try to get on board.
Of course we can. Congratulations.
Yay. Joey.
No. My hugs are reserved for people staying in America.
Joey, with me.
Hey, no. Get your France going arms away from me.
Joey.
Are you okay with this?
Well, it makes me feel sad, but...
Talking to Ross.
I see.
Rachel moving to another country, not being able to see her every day? How could I be okay with this?
I know, but what are we going to do? She really needs this job.
Do you think if the Ralph Lauren people offered her her old job back, she would take it?
Well, how is that going to happen?
Is this the best way to use one of your three magic wishes?
Like, I don't know. I could talk to her boss. Yeah, I met him at that Christmas party. I mean, we really hit it off.
You mean the guy who kept calling you Ron?
I didn't say we were brothers.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Next door to the one that we're buying in Westchester, just went on the market. Now, I want to take a look at it, but Chandler doesn't.
We close escrow tomorrow, so seeing another house can only confuse us, and we're easily confused. We're not very bright.
But what if it's better than ours? Shouldn't we at least look?
What do you think, Phoebes?
Well, I think that shirt makes you look like you should work at a Baskin-Robbins. Anyway. Hey. Isn't Joey's agent Estelle Leonard?
Yeah.
She died.
You're kidding.
That's terrible. Yeah, last Saturday. Wow. She was the first black man to fly solo across the Atlantic. Oh, wait a minute. I read the wrong one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was just an agent.
Joey's going to be so upset.
I know. He always wanted to be the first black man to cross the Atlantic.
We cannot tell Joey about this. He's already flipping out about everything that's changing. This will push him over the edge.
Seriously, you don't think we should tell him?
Well, not for a little while. Let's just give him a few days to get used to everything else.
What if he reads it in the paper?
Unless Snoopy says it to Charlie Brown, I think we're okay.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'm a friend of Rachel Green's. Actually, we met at the Christmas party about 2 years ago.
Oh, right. Dawn?
Close. Ron. Oh.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm here to see if you'll give Rachel her job back.
Ah, did she ask you to come here and do this?
Oh, no. First I have to get you to agree. Then we'll see if she wants to come back.
Wow, that is tempting.
Look, she loved her job here. Now, let's face it, you're not going to find anyone who did it as well as she did. Isn't that true?
She is good.
Oh, I took a shot there.
But I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. Oh, that's not true. There's nothing I want to do.
I see. Thanks very much. Mm-hmm. Is this your son?
Yeah, his name is Ross. What?
Nothing. It's just it's close to Ron. Does little Ross like dinosaurs by any chance?
Yeah, they're all he talks about. Why?
How would he like to come with me to the Museum of Natural History after everyone else has left, just the two of us, and he can touch anything he wants? I just heard it how you must have heard it, and that's not good. Let me start again. I'm a paleontologist. You'll be there with us, and the touching refers only to bones, fossils.
You could really arrange that?
You let Rachel come back, and it's done.
Well, I guess having Rachel back wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yes! Oh, thank you. This is great. Thank you so much. And I swear, your kid's going to have the time of his life.
That's great. I worry about little Ross. He's always reading, he's collecting rocks, and he's obsessed with dinosaurs.
He'll be fine.
Hey,
everything okay?
Just mad at my agent.
Estelle? Why?
There's a part in this TV movie that I would be perfect for, and I didn't even get put up for it. She better have a good reason.
I'm guessing she does.
Well, I want to hear it, because she keeps doing this.
Well, no, wait. All right, I gotta go. Just listen, promise me that you will wait a minute before you call her.
Okay, why?
Because a promise between friends means never having to give a reason.
Well, I love that saying. Hello?
Joey, it's Estelle.
I was just gonna call you. That's weird.
It's a little coincidental, but believable. Listen, I'm sure you're wondering why I didn't get you an audition for that TV movie.
Yeah, actually I am.
I guess I dropped the ball there. Whoopsie.
That's it? You know, it seems like all you do lately is drop the ball.
Don't take that tone with me. Who do you think you are? Alan Lemon, the first black man to fly solo across the Atlantic?
No, look, all I'm saying is, you're my agent, okay? And you're not getting me into any auditions and I'm tired of it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that this isn't working for me anymore, okay? Estelle, you're fired. Goodbye.
Man, tough week for Estelle.
Hi. Emma left her stuffed T-Rex at my house. You know she can't sleep without it.
Huh. Well, she's asleep now. Stop forcing that thing on her.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to believe what happened to me today. Ralph Lauren called and gave me my job back.
No!
I mean, it was the weirdest thing. They fire me, and then out of nowhere, they just hire me back. I mean, that place must just be falling apart without me.
So you're not going to Paris?
No, I'm still going.
What?
Well, when the Louis Vuitton people found out that Ralph Lauren wanted me back, they offered me more money. Isn't that great?
We're buying
buying the house next door, and we were wondering if we could just take a look around.
Oh, sure. I'm showing it to someone else right now, but please, look around.
Thanks.
I feel like we're cheating on our house. And if we're going to cheat, shouldn't it be with, like, a hot, younger house that does stuff that our house won't do?
Ours is so much better. This living room is smaller. The dining room looks like a cave. Ah, what a hole.
So, what do you think?
Love it.
Yeah, well, we already have one offer on it, and I think the lady upstairs is going to make another one.
They could be our neighbors. What are they like?
Oh, the woman upstairs is very nice. She and her husband have two kids. He's on Wall Street, and she's on...
Oh, my God!
Sure. I feel bad about firing Estelle. This has got to be killing her.
Oh, that wouldn't kill her. Coronary embolism might.
Oh, no, she's got to be taking it hard. I was like her only client. Except for this guy who eats paper. And I'm guessing he eats more money than he makes. Look, I know she's not a great agent, but she did stick with me for 10 years. I'm going to call her and hire her again.
No, no, no. You don't call her. You wait for her to call you.
Why?
Because patience is the road to understanding. Which is the key to a happy heart.
You blow me away.
All right, so you promise you're going to wait for her to call you?
I promise. Okay. And that means... never having to give a reason.
What a small world.
And yet I never run into Beyonce.
You two know each other?
Oh, we go way back. Before Monica made an honest man out of him, Chandler used to be my little love muffin. So, are you guys thinking of getting this house too? Ooh, are we going to have a bidding war? I better warn you. I'm a toughie.
Don't.
No, actually, we're buying the house next door.
Why?
I don't know why.
Oh, that decides it then. I was on the fence. But knowing that you two would be our neighbors, oh, now we have to get it. Ellen, we're going to talk numbers.
This cannot be happening.
Okay, the realtor said another couple made an offer. Maybe the Janices won't get it. Maybe the other couple will.
The only way that that is going to happen is if the other couple are the Hitlers.
Okay. All right, what if we get both houses? Huh? We can turn this house into a guest house.
That's a great idea. And by the way, I don't mean to sound distasteful, but when did you start crapping money?
You come up with an idea.
All right. We still got 3 hours until escrow closes on our house. We can still get out.
But we love our house.
Well, we love it so much with her next door. And she's going to be louder out here, too. Just the crickets and oh, my God.
Okay. But if we don't get this house, she's still going to show up wherever we go. I mean, at least if she's here, it eliminates the element of surprise. I mean, never again will you have to hear the three words that make your balls jump back up inside your body.
Well, we have to do something. We can't have her living next door.
Oh, that does it too. Who is it?
Me, Ron. Look, I know Rachel turned you down, but I think there's a way you might be able to get her to come back.
This may surprise you, but rehiring fired employees is not my main job.
Just hear me out. How would you feel about offering her a raise?
Not good, Ron.
Perhaps I can persuade you. What if you could give your son this genuine pterodactyl egg replica?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah? So, do we have a deal?
Okay, you got it.
Yes!
This is going to make me very popular.
Oh, believe me, the ladies, they love it.
I meant with my son.
Good, because the ladies, not so much.
Joey, this is Al Z. Booker, the guy who eats paper. I'm sure you've heard that Estelle passed away. I wanted to let you know there's a memorial for her at the West Side Chapel, tomorrow at 10. Hope you can make it.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Joey, it's Estelle.
Estelle?
Yeah, I wanted to call and tell you that there's no hard feelings for firing me.
Okay. I guess I can't believe you're calling me.
Well, I didn't think I should just drop by.
No, don't drop by. No.
Anyway, you did what you had to do. I'm okay.
Can I ask you something? What's it like there?
It's all right. Look, kiddo, I gotta go. Good luck with the career. You're gonna be huge.
Thanks for everything, Estelle. Bye.
Oliveria, boy, I'll say.
Well, I just talked to Sid. We are definitely putting in an offer on the house, and I'll bet we get it.
The Hitlers will be so disappointed.
All right, I gotta run. Tell Monica I say goodbye, and I'll see you later, neighbor.
Wait. I just want you to know that I'm so happy you're going to be here.
Oh, me too.
Because that way, we can pick up where we left off.
Huh?
I never stopped loving you.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I want you. I need you. I must have you, Janice Littman Guralnick Ney Hosenstein.
Chandler, what are you talking about?
Now that you live next door, we can be together every day. Sid and Monica never have to know a thing.
I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, obviously, we have this heat between us.
Obviously.
But I love my husband. And I know you love your wife. Now, I don't think we should get this house now.
Don't say that. Don't dangle the dream and take it away.
Chandler, one of us has got to be strong.
I understand.
Although, maybe just one last moment of weakness.
Goodbye, Jim.
They're never coming down now.
Hi.
What?
You are never going to believe what happened to me today.
What?
Ralph Lauren called again, and they offered me more money.
They did?
Yes. It was the weirdest thing. Zellner called me and he said, we will do anything we can to get you back. And that I should thank some Ron. I don't even know what department that guy's in.
So, what are you going to do?
Well, I took it.
That's great. So you're staying in New York.
Yay! 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 Yay!
You're excited, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, look, the money's great. It's certainly the easier choice.
Right.
You know, I mean, was I looking forward to going to Paris? Sure. You know, was I excited about working in the fashion capital of the world? Oh, absolutely. Oh. Yeah, but you know, this is... It's fine. I'm fine going back to a job where I've pretty much gotten everything out of it that I possibly can.
I had no idea you were so excited about Paris. I mean, you said you were scared.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was good scared, though, you know? I like when I moved to New York, scared. Or when I found out I was going to have Emma, scared. But this is fine. This is going to be good.
You should go.
What?
It's what you want. You should go.
You really think so?
I really do.
But I already told Selmer that I would come back.
I'm sure he'll understand.
All right. All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to Paris. Thank you, Ross.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh. And I'm happy too.
Another Friends is coming up next right here on NBC.
Thank you all for coming. We're here today to pay our respects to a wonderful agent and a beautiful woman. Inside. As Estelle's only two clients, we would like to say a few words. Dude, where's my speech?
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎你！听啊，点儿啊。